How you doing?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing well,
good,
thanks.
Good. When you look at people look at this game, two teams who probably feel like they're better than their records. Do you, when you look at this game, do you see it the same way? Two teams that probably are better than what the numbers may show right now?
Oh, to be honest with you, we're just focused on getting ready to play Carolina. They're a good football team. We can see that. You see that when you watch the tape and all three phases of their team. And, we're just trying to prepare for them as best we can and get ready to put our best foot forward on Sunday.
When you look at them, what jumps out at you from them?
I think they're a good team. Obviously, when you talk about their offense, it starts with their quarterback, Cam Newton. They have excellent running backs. They have big play type receivers. They have a tight end who can catch the football. So they certainly have a lot of weapons there and have been a good offense. A real challenge for you in a lot of different ways, both with their personnel and also because of the schemes they use. Defensively, a fast defense, an active defense, linebackers who can run and make plays, guys have been good players in this league for a long time. Obviously we have our hands full there, and they're just a good football team, and they've battled well. They've had a couple of tough, tight losses to teams that have really good records in this league, so you see that when you watch the tape, again, in all three areas of their team.
You see anything different with them offensively? Last year they were, fifth in scoring. This year, way down towards the bottom. You see them struggling in certain areas?
To me, you look at the body of work and you factor in what they've done last year, because a lot of these same guys are doing it. At different times they've done a really, really good job. This year, other times it hasn't been quite as smooth, but that's the nature of the NFL. And when you have those guys and you have the scheme and everything that they do, it's a real challenge for us.
DeMarco Murray's status for this week, could you update us on that?
He did not practice today, and he has a foot injury. We've called it a sprained foot. And so we'll just see how he does as we get going here. Again, he didn't practice today.
Quarterbacks obviously get a huge amount of attention. People have been dissecting Cam Newton here. Tony Romo has been under the microscope, obviously, out there since he got started. What have you seen from him this year, and how close is he to giving you what you want from him and need from him?
Talking about Tony Romo?
Yeah, sorry.
Tony's been an outstanding player for us really for the last five or so years. And I think every quarterback in the National Football League has a big they play under a microscope. That's just the nature of where we are with this league. And Tony understands that. He just focuses on trying to do his job in terms of his preparation, his performance, as best as he can. He's done some really good things for us this year. At other times, we haven't been as good. We've been behind in some games, and he's been aggressive and turned the ball over a little bit. But, that's the competitor in him. And there are 32 quarterbacks in the NFL, and each of those guys are great competitors. So they want to give their teams a chance to win, and Tony's tried to do that for us. I think he's, for the most part, he's played very well if you take some of those mistakes away. And that's what we're trying to do, is to get better around him so he can play within the system and do his job, and we can be a productive offense.
Is there one element you feel like your team needs to improve on the most just to get to its highest level right now?
Oh, I think there are a number of things. I think if you look at the offense, defense, and the special teams, you look at each of those areas and say, boy, we got to get better here, 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 and here. The turnover ratio is something that's really hurt us. Last year we were among the better teams in that area, and it's such a predictive statistic in the NFL. So we got to take care of the ball better. We have to take the ball away better, and we feel like that'll help us in all three areas.
Coach, the Panthers are looking for more from their running game this year. Are you surprised at all when you look at the talent and depth between Williams, Stewart, and Tolbert that's been the case, that they haven't really broken out? And how critical is it for your defense to keep them from breaking out in this week coming off the bye?
Well, they've had such a good running game, so that's really what you're preparing for. Those guys are individually, each of them are very good runners and have had a lot of success in this league. And again, the scheme that they run can be challenging in and of itself. So then you put those guys in that scheme, it's really can become difficult. But they've been so good running the football a lot of different ways, so we got to be ready for that. And then certainly we got to tackle those guys because when they get the running game going, that makes Cam Newton that much better, makes the receivers that much better. It all works together.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Okay, guys. Nice talking to you.
Nice
have a great day.
Thank you.